Dear friends, we're here today with Brother Joseph and Jasmine. How old are you, Jasmine?
7.
Right. Jasmine is the only daughter of Brother Joseph and Deborah. They only have boys.
And she's my number 5.
So Jasmine had a question today. We would like to ask Brother Joseph to give us an answer. We're listening.
Until the day someone dies, and every day he loves God one half of the day, and the other half of the day he loves the world. Where will he go, to heaven or hell?
So basically, your question is, somebody who loves, his heart is divided, and he loves both God and the world.
Yeah, like half-half.
Like, during the day, he does different things. Sometimes he loves God, sometimes he loves the world, correct?
Yeah.
Well, listen, this guy's an half-heart. Like the Bible talks about Revelation chapter 3, about the church of Laodicea, they were Christians, Revelation 3:14. They were Christian, but they also love the world. So God said he's going to vomit them out of his mouth. So you cannot love the world and God. It's like one or the other. Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is materialism. For either you love the one and hate the other, or you hate the one and love the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve two masters. If your heart is contaminated with the love of the world, and you really want to be a child of God, you should just get on your knees, repent, talk to God and say, Lord, forgive me. I am half a heart. I want to become full heart. And then God will forgive you. And ask him for the Holy Spirit, especially. And if you keep asking for the Holy Spirit, God will give him to you. And then the Holy Spirit will help you to love God with your whole heart. You're not going to be perfect. You'll always make mistakes. Jesus said in Matthew 18, a brother he sins against you 70 times 7, 490 times, he will forgive him every time if he repents. In other words, God doesn't expect perfectionism.
Amen.
Peter denied Jesus 3 times and God forgave him because he repented. So if you're a sinner and you make mistakes and you sin against God, this and that, I don't encourage that. But if you do, if you repent, God will forgive you always. But if every day you love the world and you love God, I think you should get on your knees and say, Lord, I don't want to love the world of the devil. I want to love Jesus. And then if you pray with your whole heart, and it's not difficult, God will help you to overcome this false love. Like somebody is into pornography, adultery, is into stealing, is into lying, because he likes it. But then he's also Christian and realizes it's wrong, correct? Then
yeah,
he will ask God to change his heart, deliver me from pornography, from sin, deliver me from whatever. And God will, if the guy is sincere. You need to do your part.
But what if someone doesn't know that?
Yeah, that's, the Holy Spirit will tell him, you know, either through his conscience or some missionary will witness to him. Sooner or later, the Holy Spirit will send somebody to witness to him.
Good question.
Yes, yeah, a good question. Today there are not many missionaries. Churches are kind of sleeping around Sunday morning, doing nothing. So it's true there are very few missionaries. But some way or the other, God will make sure everybody is being witnessed. The Bible talks about even people being witnessed after they die. In 1 Peter 3:19, 1 Peter 4:6, it talks about after they're dead, God still brings a witness so they can decide. But this only concerns the people didn't have a chance.
Did you understand, Jasmine, the answer?
Yes, very well.
You have any more questions?
No.
All right.
What about you? Did you understand everything?
Yes, I did. Very clearly.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We cannot have a divided heart. We need to decide either cold or hot, but not lukewarm.
Yeah.
And if we have a lukewarm heart, we need to repent, go to Jesus, and fight to be full heart. Give all our heart and life to Jesus.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 6 talks about come out of her, touch not the unclean thing and
right.
I receive you.
Right.
Shall be your father.
All
okay,
right.
What fellowship has light with darkness?
Amen.
Okay, that'll make you very unhappy to have a divided heart. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Jesus.